Welcome to episode one of Blueprints to Joy. This is your host, Davis Cunningham, and I'm joined here with Davis Barksdale, my project manager. Welcome, Davis.
Howdy, good to be here.
So Davis is 24, and he is now a project manager at the George Bush Library for Manhattan Construction, which is a pretty big deal. So what stress comes with being a project manager? And by the way, if you're a project manager, you basically run the site.
So basically, it was kind of a really quick learning experience for me, right? Normally, you have years and years and years to get to this level, so you kind of have a good idea of what's coming your way. But it's quite stressful in terms of you've got everyone on the job site kind of relying on you. You're the person that gets all the subcontractors paid. You're the person in between you and the owner. You're the correspondence for the project. So you have that kind of weight on you the entire time of everyone's kind of relying on you. And you have to make split-second decisions that can really cost you a lot of money. So it can be kind of quite taxing on your mental state and things like that.
Are you happy you're a project manager?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that has been given to me. So, I mean, obviously you're going to jump at an opportunity like this. It shot my career about 10 years forward of where I should be. So, I mean, absolutely, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I mean, the pay's got to help as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps, right? I mean, this sets you up retirement better. I like nice cars. It allowed me to really get a nice car and things like that, which definitely helps with your mental state when you can go and get in that after a long day. So
Davis is always in a happier mood when I see his brand new Corvette pull up to the site.
Yeah, it definitely makes you in a better mood.
Yeah. So with such a strict schedule, having to run the job site, kind of being the top dog, how's your social life when all this comes into effect?
On most projects, it wouldn't be that bad because you have a lot of people that you can rely on. You have a much bigger staff that you can call upon to where you can still go out and do certain things with your friends and enjoy some you time. But on a project this small, my social life is pretty much non-existent right now. Between January and February of this year, I was working about 100 hours a week, 7 days a week. I really haven't had any social time. And I don't know if it's going to get better on this project. I hope so. But as of right now, it's pretty non-existent.
Does it feel weird to come back to College Station 2 years after graduating?
It does.
Not having all your friends here?
Yeah, it does feel a little weird. If I'm not going to lie, you kind of feel like the old creepy dude, even though you're only 2 years older than everyone, right? Pretty much. But it is an odd feeling being an adult with real money here. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet. So, how are you mentally doing so far in this industry? Before this job and during this job?
So before this job, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I had quite a bit of responsibility when I was building the phase four of the Cowboys headquarters up in Frisco. I mean, I had a lot of responsibility, but I had the ability to kind of turn it off whenever I got home. But with this, it's constant, right? I mean, it is always taxing on your mind. I dream about our project, and not in a good way. That's not me having these grand memories and stuff like that. That is you stressing about stuff, waking up in the middle of the night thinking about it. So it has been a complete 180 on that kind of thing.
Does it leaving late put effect? Because this last summer was my first job in the construction industry, and Davis was a project engineer, and him and all the other guys would be leaving around like 4-ish, 5. You know, they'd all be, you know, like, hey, let's go home. Like, you know, is it a big impact on having to leave at like 7 compared to 4-ish?
Yeah, it definitely really taxes on you to when you're getting home at 7 or 8 o'clock at night every night, and then you got to go home, cook, take care of the animals, right? Take a shower, and then you basically just do it all over again the next day. And when you're doing it 7 days a week, it really blurs together, and it really kind of changes your mental state in terms of you're always in work mode ever. You're never in fun mode or anything like that. It's just constantly on your mind worrying about it.
All right. Well, with that question, we're going to go to a quick break, but we'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back to Blueprints to Joy. I'm here with Davis Barksdale. We'll be diving into the blueprints. So going off that last question about your mental health, what do you think you can do to improve your mental health?
One thing that I've really neglected on, and it's not 100% my fault that I haven't been able to do it, but something I really need to do is start taking some vacations and things like that. I lost 13 days of vacation last year. I was only able to take 2 days of vacation the entire year. So really I need to start going, and I have certainly the financial means to do it now, and I need to start going out and exploring a bit and getting away and just turning off the phone is what I really need to start doing when I do stuff like that. Like we discussed earlier, I have the Corvette now. I'd love to go on some long road trips with that, some 3-4 hour drives, or go to some car meets and things like that to go kind of get away from things. I'm a big video game player, and I haven't been able to play video games as much with my friends since I started this new role. So that's kind of some other things I would like to do. But I really need to start working on being able to turn it off. It's something that obviously takes time to be able to do. We have all kinds of VPs and stuff like that, and I've asked them, it's like, what do you do? How do you go home and just take the stress away from this job? And they just say it just takes time. You really just have to compartmentalize it in your head and just kind of set it to the side and focus on being an actual human being, right? Because something about this industry, I don't want to knock any other industry. There's a lot of other industries that are very taxing on the mind and stressful and things like that. But this definitely line of work, and especially the company we work for and the level of projects we do, it is definitely a lot higher stress than most career paths and things like that. So,
yeah, this company, Manhattan Construction, is probably one of the oldest general contractors out there, and they do the biggest jobs. Like, they do a tremendous amount of work for the Cowboys. They built majority of Kyle Field, despite what another company likes to say.
Yeah, our little brother. Yeah.
Yeah, Manhattan's little brother. We won't say their name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Manhattan's just huge. There's no small project. Like, technically, yes, this new George Bush Library is considered a small project because of what it's only worth.
$30 million or so. But, I mean, you're still building a building for a president, right? This is still as high profile as any of the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavericks jobs, anything we do like that. It is at that level or even higher with even the smaller dollar amount for it. So, yeah, it's definitely high profile, and a lot of stress comes along with it.
All right, and with our last question, what is your end goal in the construction industry? What level of job? You want to be a PM forever? Do you want to be a VP director? What do you want to do?
So it's that's a interesting question, because going through construction science here at Texas A&M, I always kind of wanted to be superintendent, right? I thought I wanted to be out in the field all day, every day, and that was kind of the path I wanted to go. But then I spent time in estimating and fell in love with a couple of the people I work with there. Nacho, who's the head of our estimating department, is probably the greatest guy I've ever worked for. And it kind of makes you want to be an estimator. And now that I'm a project manager, I can't knock it out, right? It'd be kind of hard for me to do a career change now. But eventually, I guess it wouldn't be bad to be a project director or even operations guy someday. So if I stay with Manhattan, that's kind of the way I would see. But who knows? I may go start my own company someday. It's just, I'm 24. I still got a little time to figure it out. But yeah, it's definitely changed a lot over the last 2 years on what I want to do.
Yeah. At least 30 more years.
Yeah, I've at least got 30 more years, if not a little longer. Yeah, 30 would be great. But
hopefully you can cap off at 50.
Yeah, hopefully I make some good financial moves here in the next few years, and I can retire a little early. But yeah,
most sit on a beach.
Yeah, I don't want to be Dave Barton up here at 65 working on 70, right up there. Yeah. Waiting on my grandkids or something like that. Yeah, that's definitely not something that I, but you never know. I may fall in love with this, and it won't feel like a job someday. I hope so.
Yeah. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, Davis.
I appreciate it. Yeah, this has been a pleasure. I always love talking about the construction industry and stuff like that. And it's definitely a good topic to be able to talk about the mental health of the construction industry, because it's not something that gets brought up too often. So glad I could do it.
Well, join us back here for episode 2 with Macy McLean. And I will see you tomorrow morning, Davis.
Yes, sir. See you tomorrow.